From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama met with his top health advisors today as the administration tries to contain the Ebola virus in the U.S. and help African nations stop the spread in their countries. NPR's Maura Liasson has more.
President Obama said that the U.S. is putting pressure on other large countries to contribute aid to the West African nations that are struggling with the worst outbreak of the disease. In the U.S., Mr. Obama said the good news is that because the disease is not airborne, the chance of an outbreak is extremely low, but only if health workers follow the protocols for containment.
If they have the right information and they are following those protocols, then this is something that we're going to be able to make sure does not have the kind of impact here in the United States that a lot of people are worried about.
The White House said it is not considering a travel ban from West Africa, but it is trying to tighten the screening procedures for travelers from that region. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
In a stunning move, the U.S. Supreme Court said today it would stay out of the same-sex marriage debate, at least for now. NPR's Nita Totenberg reports the court left in place three federal appeals court decisions that struck down state bans on gay marriage.
The court's action means that same-sex couples will now be able to marry in 11 states where such unions had previously been banned. Add those states to the 19 that already allow gay marriage, and you have 30 states where such unions are legal. At some future point, if another federal appeals court were to uphold a gay marriage ban, the court might have to resolve the conflict, but by then, tens of thousands of gay couples would have married, as Supreme Court expert Amy Howe observes.
The Supreme Court justices are very smart people, and I don't think they're going to be able to put the genie back in the bottle.
Amy Howe is editor of SCOTUS blog, the leading Supreme Court blog. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The discovery of cells in the brain that act as the body's internal global positioning system has won three scientists the Nobel Prize for Medicine. Spatial cells that are among the first to be hit by diseases like Alzheimer's, offering a possible glimpse into how certain functions of the brain work. British American researcher John O'Keefe shares this year's prize and describes getting the call today.
I got a call from the center director, Alex, who said that there's a gentleman from Stockholm who would like to have a word with you. And he says it's rather urgent. So I thought, I wonder what he wants to talk to me about.
Two other researchers, Norwegians May Britt and Edward Moser, share in the $1.1 million prize. While the work will not lead to any immediate cure for dementia such as Alzheimer's, it is thought to be critical to understanding what happens in the brain. Social networking site Facebook announced today it's closed its roughly $22 billion purchase of the mobile messaging site WhatsApp. WhatsApp has more than 600 million users. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 17 points. The Nasdaq lost 20 points. You're listening to NPR. Addressing some 200 bishops gathered in Rome to discuss family issues, Pope Francis urged them to speak frankly and not be afraid of offending him. NPR's Sylvie Pagioli reports the run-up to the two-week-long meeting known as the Synod has been marked by clashes between progressives and conservatives over interpretations of church teachings.
In his homily Sunday, Francis had called for an end to infighting, saying the Synod was not meant to discuss beautiful and clever ideas. Many of the topics are controversial: premarital sex, gay unions, and artificial birth control. But the most heated debate has been around a proposal to lift the church ban on granting communion to some divorced and remarried Catholics. The idea has inflamed conservatives who insist there can be no change in church teaching. One top official, Cardinal Peter Erdo of Hungary, suggested the possibility of simplifying the marriage annulment process by which the church declares the union was never valid. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
His credits include bringing the groundbreaking show The Wiz to Broadway, playing a scary villain in the James Bond movie Live and Let Die, and hawking 7-Up on TV.
These are cola nuts. They grow here. They're used to make cola-flavored soft drinks. These, on the other hand, are un-cola nuts. They grow here too. But as you can see, they're a bit different from cola nuts.
Actor Jeffrey Holder had reportedly died, according to his producer and family friend Anna Glass. Glass says Holder died over the weekend at Mount Sinai St. Luke's Hospital in New York. 6'6", Trinidad-born native, won a number of Tony Awards. He's survived by his wife and son. Jeffrey Holder was 84 years old. Crude oil futures prices closed up today. Oil up 60 cents a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.